Psalm 119, verses 41 to 48. Some of your Bibles might say, Wah, W-A-W, because that letter in Arabic is a W sound or a Wah, but it's Vav. It's Vav in Hebrew. Verse 41, let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies and before kings, and will not be ashamed. I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Well, that's the word of the Lord. And those eight verses all begin with the letter Vav. Vav is the sixth letter of the Hebrew Aleph Beit. The ancient symbol for the letter for Vav was drawn as a tent peg. As you see there, it looks kind of like a Y. But the sounds of Vav vary depending on how it is used. It most closely resembles our English V sound, as in virtue or victory. The word Vav itself in Hebrew means peg or hook. It also actually means tent peg, too, Vav. Vi means alas or woe, and that would be a biblical word that is used for alas or woe. I don't think that I've ever heard it in colloquial conversation as woe. A lot of oi is a more common sounding woe or alas. Vav is also used as a vowel at times, but not always. Sometimes it has a long O sound, as in hope, or a stretched U sound, as in look or book. And examples of this may be seen in the words goy, which means Gentile or nation, where we get goyim, or was just the plural for it, but Gentile or nation, goy. Who, which we looked at last week when we had the letter hey, who means he. And David, often in the Bible you'll see Dalit Vav Dalit, which is the name of David, David. It's pronounced David because sometimes it might be spelled with the yod sound, the y sound. So it'd be Dalit Vav Yod Dalit. But we haven't got to that letter yet. It's that won't begin until verse 73. Vav is feminine in gender, so it matches up with hay. So you have the partner is in hay, and it is the feminine counterpart. And by its ancient pictograph, it means add, hook, or secure, because a tent peg would secure things. The word vav means peg or hook, as mentioned earlier. And like hay, vav is one of a handful of Hebrew letters that has its own meaning. When attached to the beginning of a word, vav has the meaning of and or so. Also is can be translated for vav, having the V sound, except when it is used before the letters bait, mame, and pay, when it takes on the oo sound, like the word ma, which means what, if you're saying and what, as a connector, connecting two questions, say ma, you would say uma, or and the house would be ubait. Uveit. Beit is the word house. When you put the vav in front of it to say and a house, it would be uveit. Vav has the numerical value of six. Jesus created man on the sixth day, and at the end of the sixth day, after his triumphal entry, Jesus rose from the dead and left an empty tomb to secure salvation for those who believe. So let's get into the verses here. Jesus certainly has We see Jesus fulfilling this in the person of his humanity as perfect man. But how does it relate unto us? The first verse, verse 41, let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. Vivo eneni means, and unto me come. While salvation has come to us by the mercies of God, the understanding of that truth and the ability to live by that truth must come also by God's mercy and grace in Christ. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 is a familiar verse to many of us. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. The verse 42, so shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. The Hebrew word there is ve'enene, which means so to answer, so to answer. If I were to translate this literally from the Hebrew, I would translate it like this. So to answer one who taunts me a word, that word that says reproaches me could be translated taunt. So to answer one who taunts me a word, therefore my confident trust is in your word. So that's the Pastor John literal translation of that verse. And 1 Peter 3, verse 15 tells us in the second part, as we know, and always be ready to give a defense or give an answer to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So to answer one who taunts me a word, therefore I have confident trust in your word. And when we put trust in his word, we'll have a ready answer. Verse 43, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. For I have hoped in your ordinances. Ve'el tetzel means, and take not. There are two words typically used in the Bible for no or not. El or lo. And they're spelled similarly. It's El is Aleph Lamed, just like El for the word for God. Or lo, Lamed Aleph. And the godly child of God, which is from the Department of Redundancy Department, but the godly child knows the world of iniquity that is in the tongue and seeks the Lord to fill the mouth with his truth. See, since we do have the corruptions, young people, you know, that as much as we want to speak the truth, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we fail. Because James says this in James chapter 3, verse 6 and 10, 6 through 10, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and birds and serpents and of things of the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. The Bible says that. We can't tame the tongue. We need a power from outside of ourselves in order so that we can speak as the oracles of God. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and cursings. And James says, my brethren, these things ought not to be. Because with the same mouth, we only have one mouth. God didn't give us two mouths. And so sometimes we might yell at a brother or sister and just say just terrible things. You snake in the grass, you terrible person, you. And then we say, oh Lord, you're so good. Out of the same mouth, we make accusations against a brother or sister and then turn around and bless God. James says, the Lord Jesus says, through James, that shouldn't be. Verse 44, It says, so shall I keep your law continually forever and ever. That's because of verse 43. It starts with the word v'eshmara. V'eshmara means so I will keep. Shmor is the Hebrew root word there, shmor. And because of Christ's faithfulness to keep his word and fill our mouths in verse 43, we can trust he will keep us so that we can protect, cherish, and guard his law forever. That's the word keep, shmor. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, because of Christ's faithfulness, because he has gone to the cross, because he has saved us by his grace, it says, the great exchange is here in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21 that says that he who knew no sin became sin for us that we may become the righteousness of God in him. Christ's righteousness is applied to our account, and our sins were applied to him, though he was sinless. And because of that, we cherish the word because he kept the law. He kept the statutes and he kept the commandments. Verse 45 says, and I will walk at liberty. We'll notice a progression here. First is I will keep and cherish. I will protect the word. We don't want anything to spoil the commandments. I will keep or the law, which Jesus kept. It hasn't been done away with. In fact, we're supposed to protect the law and keep it and cherish it in verse 44. Verse 45, I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. That begins with a Hebrew word, ve'et halcha, which means, and I will walk. Halak is the Hebrew word root word there, which means to walk. And we know that it means our behavior because it was used all the way back in Genesis chapter 15 when the Lord God says to Abraham, walk before me, be thou perfect before me and walk before me. It's talking about his behavior. Faith in God's precepts and statutes, that is faith in the gospel of his only son, changes our behavior. I will walk now. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 tell us about that truth, because now we're new creations, where it says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation or new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. In verse 46, I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and I will not be ashamed. Va'ad avra means, and I will speak. It doesn't sound like devar, which means word or speak, devar, but that's the root word. Va'ad avra, because of the vav that's in there, and I will speak. Faith in God's testimonies, that is faith in the gospel of his incarnate and crucified son, changes our speech unashamedly. Whereas Paul says in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And so now as our behavior changes according to God's word, through the gospel that is in God's word, now our speech also becomes affected. And also, I'll draw your attention to this where it says, and I will speak of your testimonies also before kings. Well, see, if we're in Christ, we are called a royal priesthood. We're called kings and priests in Revelation 5 and verse 10, but we're called a royal priesthood. And therefore, our speech should be that we tell of the testimonies of God. We tell of the truth of who Jesus is to one another because we are royal children. We're children of the king if we're saved by God's grace. And in verse 47, it says, and I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. Verse 47, excuse me. And I will, I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. V'esh to esha means, and I will delight. See, if we love the Lord Jesus Christ and delight in him, we will also love the commandments he kept on our behalf and delight in them. Romans chapter 7 and verse 12 tells us how precious the law is that therefore the law is holy and the commandment holy and just and good. What we have to do is make sure that we're not trying to justify ourselves with the law, as if we can approach God by our keeping the law. Jesus kept it for us on our behalf. Now that he's done so, when it's changed our lives, when it's caused us to cherish what he has done by keeping the law, be changing our behavior because of the gospel, changing our speech because of the gospel, now we love what he has kept and delight in it because he has kept it. He has made it now so that we can cherish the law for what it's supposed to be. And then finally, last verse, verse 48, my hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Va'esa kapi, it's a compound right there. Va'esa kapi, it comes from the I will, and it says, it means, and I lift my palms, literally. It's translated hands, but there's yod is the word for hand, which means anything from the above the elbow down to the fingertips. But the palms of the hands, which we would be lifting up, that's the Hebrew word kaf. And as we're empowered by Christ, we will praise his commandments and not keep them hidden. Moreover, not keep them hidden because we lift them up with our palms. We praise God for the truth that Jesus Christ has kept the commandments. And moreover, with love, we will meditate upon his statutes. And here I said, I put down as a scripture reference, Exodus 33, verse 23, because it says that when God says that he is going to show him the backside of his glory, Moses said, show me your glory. No man could see my glory and live. But I'll tell you what, Moses, come up the next day, bring me two tablets, see me in the morning. Come up to the mountain, and when I do, he says, I will place you in the rock, and then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. And when it says hand there, it says the palm of his hand. He hid his glory, the almighty glory of God. And as he passed by, he uttered his name in Exodus 34. But it was the palm of his hand that was hid, that he hid it, hid us from it. Now that he has been revealed, Jesus Christ has been revealed and has kept the commandments, we lift them up in praise with the palm of our hand, not to be hidden, because it's those things, the law is perfect, converting the soul. And so my challenge to you is this, James 1, verse 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, and I'm taking this from verse 45. It says, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Be not hearers of the word, but doers. Hearers of the word only, but be doers of the word, as it says a few verses above that. I think it's verse 22. And so he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, how is it a law of liberty? Because Jesus kept the law and has secured salvation for us by his keeping the law. Secure, remember, that's what vav means. He has secured salvation for us by keeping the law. We have been set free from sin and death in Jesus Christ. And that's a great blessing of what vav means, the security that is in Jesus Christ, who rose again, rose at the end of the sixth day. Any questions or comments on Psalm 119, verses 41 to 48? Sister Vicky.
I have a question about the Hebrew part. I've noticed that everyone obviously starts with va, but is that and, literally?
Literally, it's and. It's a connecting word, and it's connected right with the word. And a lot of times, it's connected to the word itself, which is an interesting concept. And I let's see if I could condense it so I don't have to go into a big. Sometimes several words are connected through that, where it'll end with a vav, and the second word will begin with a vav, and it's almost like a run-on. Those two words, those three words will become one word. And
it would
be its own word without the and.
It would separate it,
and it would be a singular word with the same meaning, but it wouldn't have the and in it. For example, Yehi means it came to pass, or it was. Vayehi means and it came to pass. One of the terms that I didn't put in there because it means secure, and there's a lot of sentences, a lot of verses in the Hebrew scriptures that have a vav in it. That security, even some of the rabbis assent to this. They say that that God is sovereign even in His word because He's secured it by saying and. By putting a vav in there, he has established his word. Interestingly, he's established it for man because in the passage in Genesis 1:27, just this portion that says, "And God created man in His own image, and after His likeness created He him." That begins with a vav and ends with a vav, and so man is secured in God alone by the rabbis. Man is established by God alone.